He would recite a passage of scripture. Of course, that'd be against the Supreme Court now. But he did it in the day when we had full religious freedom in this country. He said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, from the standpoint of modern pedagogy, you may think that is overly simplistic, but what is the purpose of pedagogy? To get an idea in the mind of a student that'll hang on there with him throughout life. And I remembered it all those years. Believe that you can, and you can. That's a great message of the Bible. According to your faith, it shall be done unto you. As you have believed, so shall it be. Now that is a basic, fundamental lesson. So if you're going through life now, not believing that you can, you're not living up to your full potential. When people come into church on Sunday, we try to remind them who they are. Who are you anyway? You're a child of God, created in God's own image, in His likeness, and given dominion over things. We're not pygmies. We're giants. And we should act and live like giants. Now, of course, when you believe that you can, you create the power of your inner resources into a situation. A friend of mine is a minister over in Jersey at Wyckoff. Donner Atwood's his name, and he and I are fellow athletic fans. He sent me an illustration of which he thought I could use, and how right he is. The Boston Marathon was run only a few weeks ago, and the man who won it was Alberto Salazar. He came in first, but he didn't get the publicity. The man who came in 985th, he got the publicity. Why? His name was Guy Gertsch, G-E-R-T-S-C-H, I guess that's the way it pronounced it. You know, the marathon is 26 miles. At the 7th mile post, Guy felt a terrible pain in his leg. And for a moment, it threw him off his pace, and he had to decide whether to continue. He ran the succeeding 19 miles, and when he crossed the finish line, his legs gave out from under him, and he collapsed and became unconscious. They immediately took him to the hospital where he regained consciousness. They took x-rays of his leg and came up with the conclusion that when he had that pain at the 7th milestone, he had broken his leg. And he ran 19 miles on a broken leg. Now, how could he do it? The doctor said first he was in the peak of physical condition, and he had a clean, disciplined mind, and as later was ascertained, a deep personal faith. What happened? Your body always wants to help you. So the muscles formed what was similar to a cast around the broken leg. You see what resources you have. Even your muscles